Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Sean Suttner, news and features writer for SearchHealthIT. I'm here at the great big RSNA show in Chicago. I'm here with Don Woodlock, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Cardiology IT, Healthcare IT, and Performance Solutions for GE Healthcare. Glad to have you.
Great. Glad to be here, Sean.
Okay, so Don, your company is probably the biggest player in radiology and radiology IT. So what new product and systems are you most proud of and which hold the most promise for doctors and patients and consumers?
Sure. Well, what we're seeing out in our customers is a lot of our customers are really struggling with how to deliver care, great care to their community without an exploding cost. And one of the problems that they face, and one of the opportunities, frankly, if they can get rid of it, is all the waste in the healthcare system. And we estimate that there's about 30% of the healthcare activity that's actually waste. And so we've organized our product lines and some of the launches here to try and get at that waste for our customers. So some of the areas of waste are really in imaging. So we have an enterprise imaging, which I could talk more about, but we have an enterprise imaging offering, which basically connects all the different silos together and creates a unified patient imaging record. So all the physicians involved in the care of the process see one copy of the patient. That helps with speed of diagnosis and confidence and that sort of thing. We've got offerings around care delivery management, so making an OR more productive or a cath lab more productive or a radiology department more productive. Population health management is another area, so taking care of chronic disease patients, diabetics, or chronic heart disease patients, so keeping them healthy and getting the right checkups and out of the emergency room and that sort of thing. And then workforce automation, having the right staffing levels, that sort of thing. And lastly, financial management, so increasing the profitability of healthcare organizations. So the waste is really in these different areas, and we have a number of launches out on the floor at this show to really address that.
Okay, so Don, this is a big show. You're here with a lot of other companies, and so what other vendors' products have impressed you the most at RSNA? And could you talk a little bit about any joint ventures you have with other companies?
Yeah, sure.
In health IT.
Sure. I think in terms of the excitement at the show, I think there's a lot more health IT at the show. It's a good topic here. This has historically, in the old days, been kind of a big iron show. More slices or more imaging technology, and there's still a lot of that. But we're finding a lot more conversations about healthcare IT. So, some of the innovations, that we have, are getting a lot of customer traction, but you see that also throughout the rest of the floor. So without naming companies, there's a lot of neat healthcare IT activity around analytics or around visualization or those sorts of things that help customers, identify this waste or kind of eliminate some of their problems.
Okay, so how does GE plan to integrate traditional PAC systems with new VNA approaches?
Yeah,
can
sure.
Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, VNA is a very important trend that helps customers really unify their organizations across a broad community. It'd be multiple hospitals or regions, countries, that sort of thing. And we have a VNA offering called Centricity Clinical Archive, and we just launched a new release of it actually at the show. So that VNA can integrate with multiple PACS vendors, ours included, and create that unified patient record. And we have a few new launches around that this time. So one of the more interesting things we're doing out there is called Mobile Image Capture. And what it does, it's a new iPhone application and Android application that you might use in wound care or dermatology or domestic abuse cases, where you actually take a picture of a patient, like wound or mole or something like that. And then you can scan the patient's barcode to get the patient ID, take the picture, and then import it into our VNA. And so now you have a more robust patient record of radiology, of cardiology images. We have our pathology offering, also posting to the VNA, and now we have visible light imaging. So you have a very complete patient record. We also launched another offering here called Case Exchange, which allows our VNA to basically export cases to like physicians across town that our customers may not have a relationship with. And so that can enable a lot of savings in a community. So we estimate, for instance, the duplicate imaging in a community can be reduced 32% if you have case exchange across the community, and also trauma transfers, you know, unnecessary transfers of patients from one facility to another gets reduced by 7% just by having this exchange of images. So we're definitely seeing a trend around interoperability, around unification of patient records and connecting across.
At the same time, you still have PACS offering?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, so we have our Universal Viewer, which we launched last year at RSNA, so that's sort of what most of the demos are on the booth, is showing our kind of web-based diagnostic single imaging environment that runs on our PACS system, and then that interoperates with our VNA or other people's VNA or vice versa. You know, it's a very standards-based open environment. What we've launched that's new on Universal Viewer is really bringing in some of our advanced visualization tools. So we have a variety of applications in our Advantage Windows product line. We have a breast imaging now integrated in, nuclear medicine integrated in. So this Universal Viewer is really that single cockpit for the radiologist with all the tool sets available to do diagnostic work.
Okay, so what else is GE doing around mobility in radiology in addition to that new app you just described?
Yeah, so the Universal Viewer has a zero footprint product in its offering, and that zero footprint is pure HTML5 application. It runs on any desktop, on a Mac, on an iPad, on an Android tablet, on a phone, and so you can get access to that full imaging jacket from whatever you have in your pocket.
Okay, so how committed is your company to cloud-based image sharing as opposed to enterprise?
Yeah, absolutely committed to it. So that service that I mentioned earlier, the Centricity 360, that's all cloud-based image exchange. So basically, the images are uploaded to the cloud and basically shared with the other folks that you authorize can see those images. So we think that's a really good use of cloud technology, where you want to bring together a community across multiple systems. We also have another cloud offering around disaster recovery, kind of secondary archive services as well. So customers can have this single copy of their image on premises, can do a secondary copy of an image at one of the GE data centers, and that will help them with high availability and disaster.
Do you have a number of data centers?
Yeah, we do. I think it's two different urban locations, and in each of those locations, we have two different sites, you know, X number of miles apart, whatever the standards are.
Don, what support is GE giving to its customers to meet meaningful use?
Yeah, sure.
Can you talk a little bit about patient engagement and maybe what might be in store with stage 3 meaningful use?
Yeah, sure. So in meaningful use, you know, mostly hits our EMR customers and EMR business. So, you know, we're currently in very active deployments of meaningful use phase 2 across our whole customer base. So our offerings are meaningful use compliant, and we have been doing rollouts to get our customers over the hill there. With phase 3, we're looking at more interoperability with departmental systems as well. So in cardiology, there's a lot of discussions about how the cardiology registry data will be required for meaningful use phase 3, which we're really excited about because that's going to enable a higher level of interoperability of cardiology systems with the rest of the healthcare enterprise.
That's cool. Lastly, is RSNA sort of the Super Bowl for you and your company?
It is, actually. I mean, it's much it's much bigger than it sounds, actually. So cardiology, my job is I run a cardiology IT business. And you would think, because of the R in RSNA, that it's all about radiology. But this is actually our most active show in cardiology, because a lot of people are looking for that enterprise imaging approach, you know, a unified RAD, card, pathology.
And other ologies as well.
Exactly. Other ologies, visible light imaging, you know, all those unified together in one imaging infrastructure. So we have a lot of very active cardiology discussions here as well. And then also, despite it being the NA, you know, the North American, I know the attendance numbers are like 40% outside the U.S., but even in our demo counts yesterday, you know, we do a morning briefing, we had over 50% international demos yesterday. So it's a very global international show, and it goes beyond cardiology and what people are looking for. So it definitely is a Super Bowl.
Well, thank you so much for being with Surge Health IT. I appreciate the time. Great discussion.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the SurgeHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SurgeHealthIT.com. Thank you.